From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A top U.S. military commander in person has died as a result of massive flooding in two southern states. According to local officials, the body of a 30-year-old man was recovered from a lake in South Carolina this morning in an area which has seen extensive flooding. Many of those who have died are believed to have been swept from their cars by floodwaters. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said even though the weather has cleared, many roads are still closed in her state.
The Department of Transportation is reporting 469 closures. 163 of those are bridges.
In Columbia, South Carolina, much of the city remains crippled by historic flooding. National Guard has been shoring up some areas between a breached canal and a river using one-ton sandbags dropped from helicopters. Guatemalan officials say homes surrounding a massive landslide that left more than 160 dead and possibly hundreds more missing are uninhabitable. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, officials are urging nearby residents of the slide to abandon their homes.
Most troublesome are the houses right next to the huge mound of earth, trees, and rubble that now engulf the neighborhood of El Cambre 2 on the outskirts of Guatemala City. Authorities with the Federal Disaster Agency say as many as 50 homes are in immediate danger and must be evacuated. With no hope left of finding survivors from last Thursday's deadly landslide, officials are also contemplating abandoning the site and leaving the massive wall of mud in place. Disaster agency officials say they had warned residents as far back as 2008 that the tall hillside surrounding their neighborhood could collapse. The agency estimates that as many as 500,000 people throughout Guatemala live in communities at risk of landslides. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Threat of a major auto strike is looming in Detroit. The United Auto Workers today warned Fiat Chrysler that union members will walk off the job if a new contract agreement's not reached. NPR Sonari Glinton reports the deadline is 11:59 p.m. Wednesday.
UAW workers overwhelmingly rejected a tentative contract with Fiat Chrysler last week. While the company is the smallest of the Detroit automakers, it was the one that rebounded the quickest from the economic collapse. The complaint is that union workers made a variety of concessions, including adopting a two-tier wage system, that helped the car companies get back on their feet and move towards record profits. Workers thought those concessions were temporary. In a statement, Fiat Chrysler says it continues to work with the UAW in a constructive manner to reach a new agreement. The union isn't saying if a strike would affect all 40,000 workers across the country or at specific plants. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
The nation's trade gap, that's the difference between what U.S. companies send overseas and what foreign firms ship to the U.S., jumped sharply in August. According to the Commerce Department, the trade gap widened by 15.6% to $48.3 billion. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 13 points. The Nasdaq closed down 32 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Canadian firm hoping to build the Keystone XL pipeline, which would run from Canada's oil sands to U.S. Gulf Coast refineries, says it's taking steps to circumvent roadblocks in Nebraska. In its latest filing, TransCanada is again seeking to push through the Canada-Texas pipeline project despite stiff opposition on the part of some homeowners and others. Nebraska's former governor had approved a measure allowing the company to use eminent domain against homeowners who held out, but they filed suit and the project has remained mired in the courts. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to two scientists for their work with tiny particles known as neutrinos. NPR's Jeff Bromfield has more.
Neutrinos are small, and they rarely interact with other matter. In fact, billions of neutrinos pass through you every second without you even realizing it. Physicists had thought neutrinos didn't weigh anything, but research groups led by Takaki Kajita in Japan and Arthur MacDonald in Canada showed neutrinos do have some mass. Scientists are now trying to figure out why neutrinos are massive. If they can, it might lead to new theories about how the universe works. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Latest big winner of the weekly Powerball drawing, a 50-year-old Michigan woman who says she's already quit her third shift job at a fiberglass factory. According to lottery officials, Julie Leach from the Three Rivers area won last week's $310.5 million Powerball jackpot. She'll take her winnings in a lump sum, meaning that after taxes, she'll get $197.4 million. Leach says she'll buy land and build houses for members of her family. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.